This is an Aero News Touch and Go for December 6, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Science believes aviation is responsible for just 3% of overall carbon dioxide emissions in the United States. But several states say that's 3% too much, and they want the Environmental Protection Agency to do something about it. On Wednesday, a coalition of states filed a petition asking the EPA to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from domestic and foreign airliners. The topic is a hot one. Since carbon dioxide is not toxic, its emission by automobiles is not currently regulated by EPA. California has been frustrated in its attempt to regulate greenhouse gas emissions, mainly because they're approximately proportionate to fuel use. California's zero emissions vehicle laws, which began implementation in 1998, had to be pulled back when manufacturers couldn't meet the standards, and later when challenged in court by the federal government. California Attorney General Jerry Brown is clearly frustrated. He told the Associated Press, quote, "We want the EPA to take their head out of the sand and actively promulgate rules to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The EPA has taken a very passive and unimaginative approach to combating global warming," unquote. Weather continues to hamper the search for a Lifeguard Alaska helicopter that went missing late Monday afternoon while transporting a patient to an Anchorage hospital from Cordova. The AP reports four persons were on board: the patient, two flight crew, and a nurse. The last transmission from the flight was received at 5:18 p.m. local time Monday. There was no indication of distress, according to Coast Guard Lieutenant John McWhite. No reports of reception of an emergency locator transmitter beacon have yet been received. Blowing snow was reported along the flight path over the coastal terrain in Prince William Sound. One leader of the search crew told the AP they'll keep looking for the medevac aircraft, quote, "until it's not plausible or reasonable to go on," unquote. As of our deadline for this AeroCast, NASA was still a go for the launch of the shuttle Atlantis today at 4:31 p.m. Eastern Time. The primary mission on this trip is to deliver the European Space Agency's Columbus module to the International Space Station. But given the unexpected problems the last three missions have encountered, the crew of STS-122 has tried to prepare for the unexpected. If all goes well, this crew may get to some unfinished business from the last mission, finishing up repairs to a solar array on the space station. But even if that doesn't happen, Mission Commander Stephen Frick told USA Today, quote, "The last couple of missions have been interesting. We're sure stuff is going to come up," unquote. Here's something we're not used to hearing about in the United States. European plane maker Airbus is seriously considering moving production here because it's cheaper. The Guardian reports Louis Gallois, CEO of Airbus parent company EADS, has warned Europe, quote, "A part of the European aeronautical and space industry is threatened by the evolution of the dollar, and I think this is a problem with a political dimension. There is a deep crisis in a number of industries solely due to the fact that the Americans are carrying out a policy that translates as the endless fall of the dollar," unquote. According to sources inside EADS, a plant said to be under consideration for construction in Alabama by Airbus would only be built if EADS' bid to build the U.S. Air Force's next aerial refueling tanker with Northrop Grumman wins against a competing proposal from Boeing. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Cessna closes on Columbia. The Air Force finds more problems with F-15s. And NTSB wants fire suppression systems required on cargo planes. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, we get analysis on Cessna's decision to build the Skycatcher in China from ANN managing editor Rob Finfrock. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.